Employer groups are backing the call by Australia's Age Discrimination Commissioner for the federal government to match any changes to pension payments with skills training for older workers. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has flagged raising the pension age to 70 as he considers savings in next month's budget. Commissioner Susan Ryan is urging the government to find ways to keep older Australians in the workforce. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Under changes legislated by the previous government, the retirement age is already scheduled to rise to 67, just under a decade from now. Joe Hockey has flagged that in the future, people would have to work another 3 years, taking the pension eligibility age to 70. The Age Discrimination Commissioner Susan Ryan says unless that is met with investment in training, many older Australians will just end up on the dole.
That's what's happening right now. You can't get the pension now until you're 60. If someone loses their job at 55, they've got 10 years before they can get on the pension. Now, many of those people who lose their jobs, most of them, I would say, are capable of working and want to work, but they're not being given the chance. They may need some retraining, and I think any money the government puts into really well-targeted retraining will be an investment. It will bear fruit.
But this is about saving money. How confident are you that the government would meet a budget savings measure with more spending?
They're more likely to meet their budget targets if older people stay in the workforce. It's been estimated that there's in the vicinity of a $10 billion loss every year caused by people forced out of the workforce too early. If people are in the workforce, they're earning, they're paying taxes, they're saving superannuation, they're out consuming things, they're buying things. Now, all of these are big positives for the budget.
Susan Ryan says keeping older people in the workforce and off Newstart will also require a change in attitude from employers.
Many employers, not all, I'm happy to say, but many employers still have in their head a very outdated idea that once people have turned 50, it's downhill all the way. They think that older people will have more sick leave, more accidents, that they won't be worth the investment in training and so forth. But if you hire someone who's 53, you could well get 15 years good work out of them, whereas you hire people at younger ages and they may well not want to stay that long because they're still working out what they want to do and so forth.
One of Australia's biggest employer groups also sees a problem with attitudes towards hiring older workers. Jenny Lambert is Director of Employment Education and Training at the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
The issue is improving the cultural understanding of the importance of having older workers in the workplace and improving the opportunity for older workers to work on into their 60s and to 70.
So you're not concerned there could be productivity implications of having an older workforce?
There's no productivity implications when you've already got an increasing healthy workforce. I mean, we've got to remember that health advances have in large part led to these outcomes, and that's a good thing. I mean, so a worker in their 70s could very well be the equivalent of someone who was much younger, decades ago.
But the Australian Council of Trade Unions President Jed Carney says just because people are living longer doesn't mean they should be required to work longer.
Particularly if you're in physically demanding jobs. Think about nurses, for example. Think about construction workers. Certainly while life expectancy is increasing, people's physical ability to actually do those jobs hasn't necessarily increased.
Jed Carney says any changes to the pension age should be accompanied by an acceleration to the increase in compulsory superannuation payments from employers.
As soon as possible to 12%, if not higher. I think that they certainly need to look at discrimination against older workers accessing work for those that do want to work. I think we actually need a jobs plan from the government. How can we expect people to stay in employment if indeed jobs aren't being created or there are no jobs there for them?
That's the ACTU President Jed Carney ending that report from Pat McGrath.